Thank you for being here. Would you bow with me as we say together the model prayer from the Bible? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If I were to ask you this morning two questions, how many of you here this morning believe America has gotten off on the wrong track away from the God that these kids sang about this morning? I think most of us would agree with that. And then the second question I want to ask you is this: how many of us would love to see America come back to the God that we believe in? Let me tell you, if there ever was a time that Christians ought to be fervent in praying, it's today. Here in our text for this morning, found in Judges chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, and we'll read that in just a moment. But the nation of Israel had gotten away from God. And yet, in the midst of all of it, there was hope. You see, the book of Judges in the Old Testament, it's not a very happy book, but yet it's not a book without hope, because there's a great message of hope here this morning. There's a message of encouragement. There's a message of blessing here in the book of Judges. And as we look at our own nation this morning, I believe we can see lots of similarities between the nation of Israel back in that day and the America that you and I live in this morning. You see, under the leadership of Moses, he had died and passed off of the scene, and God raised up Joshua, who would be their leader. And so Israel had been mightily blessed by Almighty God. God had given them victory after victory after victory. They had been a blessed nation. He had brought them through Joshua into the promised land. He had given them a great conquest. He had confirmed the promises after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Now they were in the land that God had given to them. Now you would think that after all of the blessings that God had placed upon their lives, they would have been grateful. You would think that they would not have turned their back away from God. But it's a spiritual principle that whenever God is blessing and pouring out his blessings upon a church, upon an individual, upon a family, upon a nation, it's very easy for you and me to become very at ease or complacent. It's easy sometimes to get too satisfied, and I believe this is what happened here in the book of Judges to the nation of Israel. From verses 1 and 2, we can see it says, after the death of Joshua, the Israelites asked the Lord, who will be the first to go up and fight for us against the Canaanites? The Lord answered, Judah is to go. I've given the land into their hands. From those two verses, he's telling us that the battle for freedom wasn't over. And let me tell you, in the America that you and I live in this morning, we are still battling freedoms presently. You see, the battle for the Word of God is never over. The Bible says that you and I are to be sober. We're to be vigilant, because the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Now, we may let down our guard, but let me tell you, the devil never rests. The devil is always on duty. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that Satan and his minions never take vacation? They're always on duty. In fact, in the book of Judges, chapter 17 and verse 6, we read these words, "In those days, there was no king in Israel." Watch this phrase, "Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." You see, there was no standard. There was no moral standard for them of right and wrong. They had been given the Ten Commandments. God had given to Moses. They knew the Ten Commandments. And the Lord had given, they had been given the Lord, the God Jehovah. They had been given a land, a promised land, that would flow with all of the wonderful, bountiful blessings that they would need. Yet in spite of all of those blessings, the Bible says here in Judges 17, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And from that this morning, I want us to notice four different things. Number one, God gave the nation of Israel the Lord. The Lord God Jehovah blessed the nation of Israel. God called Abraham one day and chose him because of God's sovereign grace. God said to Abraham, "Out of you will all the nations of the world be blessed." Now, I believe that America, just like Israel, I believe that America has a godly heritage. I believe that history proves that to be true. You and I are living in a very post-Christian period of time. I can assure you this morning, there are those out there trying to rewrite history. The revisionists are rewriting history. But I want you to know, I believe that America started out with a godly heritage. You see, those early leaders, those founding fathers, they were aware of the fact that of the guidance of Almighty God upon this land and the blessings that God would give to them. In fact, Patrick Henry from Virginia gave a very impassioned speech on March the 23rd, 1775, in the Virginia Assembly, and he said, "Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased with the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." You see, the founding fathers could not emphasize the fact too much that God had a hand in America. Even before our nation was ever founded, God had a hand in bringing our forefathers to these lands from across the pond. Someone said the difference between South America and North America was that men coming to North America were searching for God, and those going to South America were searching for gold. Let me tell you, North America was founded by people who came. They were seeking religious liberty. They were seeking religious freedom. Christopher Columbus has in his name Christ, and it means Savior. When George Washington was inaugurated as the first president of the United States, he took the oath of office with his hand upon the Bible. I think that is hugely significant. I believe it speaks volumes about these founding fathers and their respect for the Word of God. His first official act was that he took Congress, if you can only imagine, he took Congress to a two-hour worship service. Today, even though they pray there as they open Congress, hardly any of the congressmen are present at the time that the prayer is offered up. When the First Continental Congress could not agree upon the direction of this nation, it was Ben Franklin who rose and he said that if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without God's notice, is it likely that an empire could rise without his aid. All of Congress got down on their faces, got down on their knees, and they began to pray. Let me tell you, oh, America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, how I want to shout to the halls of Washington, to the halls of Congress, to say if you would get back to the moral compass, the standard of right and wrong, and if you guys and ladies would come together in prayer, I believe we would see this nation going in a different direction. God gave Israel the Lord. And let me tell you, when America was founded, it was founded on the Judeo-Christian principles, even though the revisionists would love for us to believe otherwise. Secondly, this morning, God gave the nation of Israel, God gave them a land. This land flowed with all of the provisions that God wanted to give them. It was a land with milk and honey, meaning it was a land of great provision. No other nation, I believe, on earth has enjoyed the prosperity and the protection and the productivity that you and I here in America have enjoyed. Let me tell you, we're the envy of the world. We've always been the envy of the world throughout America's history. And many of the nations of the world would love to emulate America, but let me tell you, there's plenty of them that would love to see America implode. And folks, let me tell you, that's what's happening. Let me tell you, within America, within the walls of America, America, whether we want to believe it or not, it's slowly, it's imploding from within. It's perishing from within. Let me tell you, God gave the nation of Israel the Lord. God gave the nation of Israel the land. And let me tell you, God has given to America God's blessings upon this great nation. We're one of the, at the top of the chain of the most charitable of all nations of the world. But thirdly, God gave the nation of Israel not only the Lord, not only the land, but he gave them the law, the Ten Commandments. Moses got those Ten Commandments directly from God. Let me tell you, we've taken the Ten Commandments out of the halls of institutions, out of the schoolrooms. We no longer start class off by pledging the flags. No longer do we start classes off by reading something out of the Bible or everybody joining in, saying the Lord's Prayer together. Let me tell you, the Ten Commandments have become the foundation for the judicial system of almost every nation on the face of the earth. Yet today, America, as a nation, we have gotten away from those commandments. I heard just yesterday in Texas, they're trying to bring back some of these things. You see, we take the Ten Commandments from the walls. We took them out of the halls of the school and off the walls because we were afraid it would violate the civil rights of children who didn't even believe in God. Then we wonder why kids bring guns to school and kill teachers and kill other students. It seems to me that it would make a whole lot more sense if they'd bring some of those things back. It certainly didn't hurt any of us that grew up in schools where we did those things. Let me tell you, God gave us a law. It's the Bible. It's the compass. It's a moral guide throughout life. It's the GPS for your family, for the individual, for the church, for the nation. You see, Israel had the Lord, and what did they do in the book of Judges? They denied the Lord. And at this particular point in their history, they ignored the challenge of their leader that God had given them, and that was Joshua. Whenever you come to the latter part of the book of Joshua, Joshua said to that nation, he said, "Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Let me tell you what the nation did. The nation of Israel, they chose the gods of the Canaanites. They denied the Lord, they defiled the land, and they discarded the law of God. God gave Israel the Ten Commandments, the law. They discarded the law, and according to Judges 17, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And the Israelites found themselves in a terrible mess. Why did that happen? How did that happen? Well, they gradually compromised. They compromised with the world around them. Now, let me tell you, America has not gotten into the moral and the spiritual decline overnight. Let me tell you, neither did the nation of Israel. In fact, we just read Judges. In Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, notice what it says. The angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I brought you up out of Egypt and led you into the land I swore to give your ancestors. I said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall not make a covenant with the people of this land. But you shall break down their altars. Yet you've disobeyed me. Why have you done this? Look at verse 3 and 4. And I've also said, I will not drive them, speaking of these Canaanite, these godless people, I will not drive them out before you. They will become traps for you, and their gods will become snares to you. Notice what he said in verse 4. When the angel of the Lord had spoken these things to all the Israelites, the people wept aloud. The people wept aloud. Let me tell you what's America matter with America this morning. America is not crying enough. Do you believe that? Do you believe that today? America's not wept enough for the great privileges and the blessings that we have. The Bible says God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. God was saying to the nation of Israel, you denied the Lord. You didn't break down the altars of those false gods. Instead, you worshiped the gods of the land. You see, Israel's compromise was gradual. In chapter 2 of Judges, in verse 10, after that whole generation had been gathered to their ancestors, that means they died. After that whole generation has died, notice another generation grew up who knew neither the Lord nor what he had done for Israel. You see, this generation knew not what God had done. You know, they were commanded in the book of Deuteronomy to teach the kids, to pass on to the future generations. But you know what they chose to do instead? They chose to do that which was right in their own eyes. And I really believe that Judges 2:10 describes our generation more than any other statement I know. We have a generation that does not believe that there is a fixed standard of right and wrong. Poll after poll seems to indicate that. Back in the year 1972, any of y'all remember that year? I do, because I graduated from college. Back in 1972, 70% of Americans that were polled said this: there are some things that are always right, there are some things that are always wrong. 70% of Americans polled said that. They said there's an absolute standard. But 20 years later, in 1992, the Gallup organization took the same poll, and the number was exactly reversed. 70% said 20 years later, there is no absolute standard of right and wrong. Totally reversed in 20 years. We have defied the law of God. That explains, I believe, why our nation is in the mess that it's in. Unfortunately, we've gone so far that we're at the point where we call evil good and good evil. Look what God said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5 and verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. You see, when God told those Israelites to drive the Canaanites out of the land, they only partially obeyed. God's people only partially did what God told them to do. Those Canaanites, they were ungodly. They were heathenistic. I mean, they worshiped demons. They worshiped gods. And the reason God wanted them, their altars destroyed, was because God knew in all of his sovereign wisdom and seeing, God knew that those Canaanite people would corrupt the people of the nation of Israel. And now that Joshua has died, he's gone on to be joined with his ancestors. The Canaanites rose up again because God's people did not totally obey. They defied the law, they denied the Lord. And let me tell you, it all was gradual. Gradual, gradual. They defied the land by the Canaanites that they feared. Notice in Judges 1:19, the Lord was with the men of Judah. They took possession of the hill country, but they were unable to drive the people from the plains. Why? Because they had chariots fitted with iron. You see, young people, those Canaanites, they had a great military might. They had chariots with iron. Let me tell you, what do we do here in America? We just sit back and we get all caught up into the culture of the day and what's going on with the day. Instead of us standing for Christ and praying fervently, let me tell you, we look at the world instead of the church changing the world. The world is trying to change the church. And may I say, it's changed lots of them. All across America, I read one of the reports that's all about religion and churches all across America. I read that every Monday morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday mornings. And I can assure you, there's all kinds of stuff that's going on out there. You see, Joshua had led the nation of Israel into the promised land, and these Canaanites lived among the Israelites. And what the Israelites do? They learned the Canaanite ways. They learned the Canaanite gods. They learned how to worship like the Canaanites worshiped. Rather than the nation of Israel changing the Canaanites changed them. Let me tell you, what is the great issue today? Let me tell you, America, when I see America going down the wrong path, I see America with all of its sin being flaunted at us at every turn of the road. The influences on television, on billboards, in advertisements, throughout social media. And I look at it and I think, oh, America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Look what we're doing. I believe America's there today. I believe it's at a crossroads. Notice Israel's grim consequences. First of all, there were military consequences to the nation of Israel in that day that created their lack of God's protection upon them. Look in Judges chapter 2, verse 3. And I've also said, God's saying to them, I will not drive them out before you. They will become traps for you, and their gods will become snares to you. I saw this past week, I heard it again yesterday, that America is dangerously without recruits coming into the military. The Pentagon had put out a report. They're looking, begging for people to join the military. I don't know about you. That's frightening to me. here in America to think that so many are not wanting to protect this great nation that you and I live in. Let me tell you, the nation of Israel, back here in the book of Judges, they had become weakened militarily, and then they were weakened culturally, and there were cultural consequences which had to do with losing God's protection upon the nation. Let me tell you, whenever you and I look at the grim consequences of America's sins today, someone said, is God judging America? I read one article the other day that said God has been judging America for a long time. Look at drugs. They're at an all-time high. Look at venereal diseases. Gonorrhea is at an all-time high. Look at crime. Look at violence. It's at an all-time high. Look at bullying that's going on across the schools. And we've thought that we're so much smarter than God. God, we don't need your standards. God, we don't need your word. God, we can become our own gods. We can just live life and let every man do that which is right in his own sight. God's people in the book of Judges, you know what they had lost? They had lost God's protection. They had lost God's provisions. And they had lost God's power. Lastly, this morning, as Kevin Dennis comes to sing for me this song he sang in my class this morning, and I want all of us to stand when he sings this song. In Judges 2:16, God gave the nation of Israel a great hope. He gave them a great hope, a great cure. Then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hands of these raiders. And just like the nation of Israel, I believe that the only hope for America is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Let me tell you, he didn't say, if my people will carry banners, if my people will do this. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Oh, let me tell you, we've got lots of pride in America. Jesus talks about humility and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Would you stand in honor of this song?
In God I will trust, united I will stay with my brothers and sisters all over this land. Now, I love the Lord. I love the U.S. of A. It's the land of the free, sweet liberty. I'm not ashamed to say I'm an American Christian, born in the U.S. of A. American Christian, born again by God's grace. And I thank God for my country, where I can worship and pray. I'm an American Christian, loving my Jesus in the U.S. of A. Now this country was founded by a few godly men. And I, as a Christian, I have rights I'll defend. Now I love America, and I love Jesus too. Every night on my knees, I ask the Lord, please, God bless the red, white, and blue. I'm an American Christian, yeah, born in the U.S. of A. American Christian, oh, and born again by God's grace. I'm an American Christian, loving my Jesus in the U.S. of A. I'm an American Christian, yeah, born in the U.S. of A. American Christian, yeah, and born again by God's grace. I'm an American Christian, loving my Jesus in the U.S. of A. I'm an American Christian, loving my Jesus in the U.S. of A. And guide her through the night with the light from above. American Christian, loving my Jesus and the U.S. of A.
As we come to this time of invitation, if you need to come this morning, give your heart and life to Jesus, would you come? Maybe you're looking for a church home. Maybe you just need to come down and pray at the altar for some things. Would you just come in the quietness of these moments? I'm just going to have Ken to play. We're not going to have any singing. He's just going to play a verse or two. If you need to come in the quietness of these moments, would you just come?